Hello, and welcome back to the third episode of the Campus Clipper podcast, your guide to surviving and thriving college in New York City. Anais will be our host today. Her ebook that is currently in the works is about her college experience and how to treat yourself. One of her ways was through food. In a few short minutes, Anais will give a little blurb about her ebook, explaining why she chose this topic and what it means to her. And right now, our interns will introduce themselves.
So my name is Sebastian, and I am a sophomore at FIT, class of 2022.
Hey guys, I'm Dominic, and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hey, I'm Anais, and I'm also a junior at NYU.
Hello, I'm Erin, and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am a senior at NYU.
Hi, my name is Yadira, and I'm a junior at FIT.
Anais, take it away.
Yeah, so in my ebook, I'm talking a lot about transitioning to college, particularly in New York, and how food is such a big part of both college life and life in New York. I also give some advice on things like roommate problems, getting out of your comfort zone, and how to get through rough patches, and of course, taking time to treat yourself. And food, of course, is a big part of that last one, and it's my favorite. Okay, so I have a mix of questions talking about those different things. So my first question is, what is one thing you did your freshman year to better get along with your roommates?
We just like did a lot of the welcome week activities together because, in freshman year, we just did a lot of the welcome week activities just because like we were each other's like first like friends there. So yeah.
For me, Me and my freshman year roommate weren't like super close, but we were always like really upfront with each other. And like at the beginning of the year, I remember we sort of like laid down, like we had to do this like contract. We lived in Weinstein and we had to do like this contract for like living together. And we just figured out all our needs and put everything out on the table.
I was like pretty lucky with my roommates my freshman year. Like they sort of became close friends, so like really close friends. So I remember like we went out to lunch quite a few times and just like talked about our life stories, and it was a good bonding experience. I still remember the restaurant that like I first went to with those people, and yeah, I don't know, I was lucky. So yeah.
Well, I did not dorm, and I am not dorming because I live in Queens, so it doesn't really make sense for me to dorm. But I will say that in freshman year, my significant other at the time, I spent a lot of time in her dorm, and I pretty much lived there for like a period. So I definitely had an experience with that, like getting to know the other people. Really, it was just a lot of like conversation happening. I'm a person who likes to talk to people and get to know people. So it was really just a matter of having a couple combos.
So I can totally relate to Sebastian because I'm also from Queens. And so since I go to FIT and it's right in the city, like I don't have to dorm. It's about a 30-minute commute. And however, I do have friends that do dorm. I have a friend, she's from Japan. Currently, she's home. She has had told me a couple of stories about her dorming experience and basically her challenge to get along with her roommate. And I believe there was this one story where she told me that she was trying to get really close to her roommate. And it just didn't work out. They were supposed to spend Thanksgiving together, and her roommate ended up basically not showing up. So yeah, but I would love to have that experience one day.
Yeah, so like Erin, I also kind of was lucky. I had talked to my roommate a little bit before I got to school. She was also from New York, so we kind of had that in common. And the second we met each other, it was kind of just like we were best friends already. And we actually ended up, we didn't plan this, but we ended up getting in the same sorority. And that's kind of how we bonded, because Rush Week was within the first 2 weeks of school. So we kind of did all of that together, and we we ended up getting into the same one, so we kind of just stayed close because of that. Never really had issues.
Y'all are so lucky. That sounds nice. I had the most awful experience with my roommate, but that's okay. It's whatever. Okay, so question two. Describe some ways in which you feel you've been able to get out of your comfort zone, or briefly tell an anecdote in which you feel you went out of your comfort zone.
For me, I feel like definitely it's just like the social life was well out of my comfort zone because, like, of course, I came from a very small town where, like, everyone grew up knowing each other. And then, so, of course, you come here and, like, there's just so many people. And, of course, during freshman year, I found that really overwhelming. But I also found it really, like, liberating at the end of the day because it was just really nice to just be in a place where I could be kind of anonymous.
For me, when I came to NYU, it's like a super huge school and I didn't really know anybody at first. So I guess to like get out of my comfort zone, I pretty much just like, there was a bunch of welcome week events and I went to like most of those just by myself. Cause like I said, I wasn't really close to my roommate. So he didn't really want to come out to anything with me, but I just went out to as many events as I could and like talked to as many people as I could. And I ended up meeting someone on my floor freshman year, and he was like really wanting to rush a fraternity, and that was like something I didn't want to do at all, but I ended up just going with him out to rush, and we both ended up like getting in the same fraternity, and now I live with this guy and he's like my best friend. So just like saying yes to everything and having an open mind really is something that will get you out there.
Yeah, getting out of your comfort zone, I feel like every time I like move somewhere or am living with new people, but that's like out of my comfort zone, just because you have to get used to other people's expectations and sort of figure out who you're living with. But also, I don't know, I think transitions are just uncomfortable. So it's always a push out of your comfort zone. But like what Dominic was saying, like, I think that just having an open mind and going with the flow is a good way to do that. And I feel like I got a tattoo to remind myself of that. That's my fun antidote. I have a fish and it's like to remember to go with the flow. So yeah, I don't know. That was not an antidote of struggle though. So fail, but it's okay.
Yeah, definitely. Keeping up with that general idea of open-mindedness. I think that's the more open-minded you are as a person, the more you're like able to expand your boundaries. And but I think another part of that for me is impulsivity, like just being able to just go on a walk and be like, what the heck is that, like let's just go walk in a direction, see what I find. The ability to explore your environment, especially somewhere in New York, there's always something to look at. So if you just walk, really is what it comes down to, is like if you walk and really look at your environment, you'll see a lot of things that you didn't really perceive before.
I have to agree with everyone. I believe open-mindedness is really important to just pretty much put yourself out there. I'm a very talkative person, but I can also be very shy. But I try to not allow my fears to kind of like stop me from doing what I want to do and from basically growing. And so, well, at least on campus, like I try to get involved, like in clubs, and I basically just try to like be involved and put myself out there. I think that's really important to challenging yourself as well.
Yeah, and going off that, when I was a sophomore in college is when I started to reporting for my school newscast, and broadcast is what I always wanted to get into. I just had never actually got in front of a camera and you know, like told the story, but I've used to act when I was younger. So I was kind of, I didn't have stage fright, but definitely I felt uncomfortable because I was in the studio the first day and I was like sitting next to the anchors and it was like live. So I was getting really nervous because I've acted when I was younger, but it was just different, like knowing that it's live. But the second the camera went on, I felt like completely comfortable, and then I just loved reporting ever since that day. So you definitely, like going off what you guys said, it's just like be open-minded and like don't be afraid to try new things, because really it's how you'll find yourself.
That all sounds great. I love that. Okay. My third question is, how have you been able to take time for yourself during college?
For me, and I think this applies definitely now, like with work from home being like the sort of norm. For me, it was really important for me to set like boundaries between like school work and like just like free time. I don't know, my time. Yeah, because it just, I feel like the second I start to let everything bleed into one another, my work then becomes like my free time. And then it's just sort of having those boundaries was really helpful for me to have a moment to like take some time for myself.
Yeah, going off Jessica, I think it's super important to set like aside time for yourself and create a like a difference between like your academics and extracurriculars and schoolwork and all that, and then having like a social life and being able to like meet up with friends and just hit them up whenever. So I guess for me, just having those people that will be down to do anything at any time, and like separating school from social life.
Yeah, I identify with the boundaries thing. I have a loose routine, and usually in the afternoon I try to do my homework, and like in the morning I try to study, and then I have classes in between. But also sometimes I find when things get crazy, everything bleeds into each other, just as like Jessica was saying, and then I'm like, oh no, the routine, the schedule, where'd it go, like I don't know. And yeah, so sometimes it can be bad, but like, you know, just having like a basic routine and like usually trying to stick to it and not getting super tempted to like, oh, this is when I was going to do my homework, now I'm going to go out and do this, you know, like sticking to the routine helps.
Yeah. I feel like I have a different perspective on college than the average college student. In a nutshell, really, I went to a high school that was like a very strict type of college prep kind of deal. And in reality, the school was harder than college is now. And I think just like having that early experience with very strict academia has pretty much taught me that a lot of this, at least for me, is bull. For lack of a better word. So I've always been one to prioritize, you know, my own interests ahead of what is, you know, academically important.
For me, I do set boundaries between schoolwork and my social life, and then just my my own self-care like moments. However, I feel like for me, it kind of plays out depending on like what my day is going to be. Like, say if in the morning I do schoolwork, then in the afternoon or like in the night I'll go out. But I feel like for me personally, I either work in the mornings or I do work in the afternoons. Like, I just have to switch it up. I can't have like the same routine. I just have to switch it up, or else I just get like crazy.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I kind of the same thing for me. Like, I know a lot of people like need a routine, and that's how they stay on top of everything and then give themselves some time to the afterwards, like your whole day of work. Like, I know one of my best friends at school, she would act as like her school day at college was a work day. So she basically would get up at like 6 a.m., do either homework or like go straight to campus and like stay on campus until 5 or 6 p.m. And then she would come home and not touch a lick of school. And then the rest of the night would be hers. And I know I didn't do that because I personally, like, I just couldn't get into this one routine because I just had a lot, like being a reporter, I had different schedules every week. So that just didn't really work for me. But watching her do it, like, I was almost jealous because then she would have her whole night free, which she was done with everything else. And I kind of wish I could have done that, but everyone's kind of different. I found my alone time kind of late at night because I would study until the last second since I would wait all day because like we talked about procrastination in last week's episode. But yeah, everyone's different, but I think everyone finds their own kind of niche.
Nice. Okay. My fourth question is, what are some ways you've been able to splurge on yourself when tight on money?
The rule I always have is just like, once my paycheck comes in, I get to have like something extra during the week I get to spend on, whether that be like a cute jacket or like take out an extra day of the week. So, yeah, I think it's just important to just, I mean, again, for me, it's just like about having a, I don't know, it's like a routine when I can, do something extra so that way I don't like overindulge.
Yeah, as a college student, money is usually tight, so But I try to, like, I guess, treat myself once in a while to, like, a nice meal or go out with my friends and do something fun. But if money's tight, there's always other opportunities, especially in the city, to find things that are cheap to do or, like, cost very little. So, like, me and my friends will just take a trip uptown to Central Park or out to Brooklyn or something and just hang out there. So that, like, doesn't always require a lot of money. So that's always fun.
I feel similarly to that. I usually try to just do things that are like, oh, like spending my time in reading or watching a TV show or something, or just doing something that's free, or like going to a park. Yeah. And still trying to interact with others as well. So I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much treating yourself when you're like low on funds and manifest as like either hanging out with other people or investing in your own hobbies, like investing time. Yeah, so money's not the only element of treating yourself. There's like other, like time, like socializing, and your own hobbies. Yeah.
For me, sometimes I can be really, say, an impulsive shopper, and so there's moments where, say, I'm tight on budget, and so knowing me, just because I know myself personally, I just prefer to just stay home and use that time for myself, whether it's going on Netflix or just, as a matter of fact, just spending time with my parents. That's already like a lot. And also self-discipline plays a major role when it comes to treating yourself. And it's actually something that I'm currently working on.
Yeah, going off that, I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I see something online that I like, I probably will just buy it. But I've kind of, and when I was in college before I graduated, I definitely, what Jessica said, I definitely would wait for that paycheck and then probably spend most of it. But since I graduated, I've been saving, and I learned how to save so much more, not only because I have to now that I actually have bills, but it just, yeah, I don't splurge as much as I used to in college. But in college, I definitely would wait till the weekends, and me and my friends would get like Sunday brunch, and I know we would do that every Sunday, so I would like save up until that day and kind of things like that.
Yeah, Yadira and Hannah, I completely relate to that. I'm like that, so I get it. Okay, this is my last question. It's a fun one, I think so at least. So describe a time in college in which a meal became more than a meal, it became an event, and what do you think made it so special?
I mean, this is kind of lame, but it's just like, there's a Taco Bell next to my apartment, and it's like, I associate, because it's like when I always go down when I'm finished studying to like go and like eat, and it's like open super late. So I always associated it with like, oh, hell yeah, I'm done. Like, or, yeah, like over the weekends here, I get to eat something dumb. So yeah.
Yeah, similar to Jessica, my freshman year, me and my friends would always just like go to Dollar Slice Pizza by where we lived, and always like after going out for the night and like coming back, we'd be hungry, so we'd just go and get like a cheap slice, and it'd always be like so satisfying because it'd be like the finish to the night, and it just became like this experience that me and my friends would always just enjoy coming home.
Event, like the one I remember the best, I feel like, that was a meal I shared with my friends was like at the end of my freshman year, like I was studying abroad in Florence, and one of my friend's birthday was like the week before we went back to like the US, and so it was sort of our like last meal together, and it was just really nice, like a nice conclusion to a pretty interesting year. And that's a good memory. So it became more than an event because it's like staying in my memory.
I'm trying to think here. The one that's coming to mind most recently, my friends and I were hanging out in Washington Square Park, and we were all like, we're gonna have to like head home soon because like we're all broke, like there's no money for food, so we're just gonna have to head home and eat. And then we saw this guy interviewing people in the park, and he was like, you guys want to get interviewed? And it was like very quick, like, what are your political views, or like what is the most influential factor in your voting decision or something like that? And we all answered, and it was like fun and cool. And then this guy was like, all right, cool. Like, thanks to you guys, I'm like done for the day. And he gave us a $50 like Visa. And we were all like, holy crap, this guy just gave us 50 bucks for saying a couple sentences. And we promptly walked over to Banchan. If you don't know what that is, it's like a Korean barbecue place with like the best chicken ever. And it was just so nice because we were all like so disappointed by the fact that we couldn't get food. And then out of nowhere, this like money like got dropped on our heads. It was awesome.
For me, I believe the pandemic hit around, I want to say like March, late March to like April. And my birthday was actually in the middle of February. And so I was fortunate enough to go to Canada. And my family and I, we had a really nice dinner at the CNN Tower. And then out of nowhere, when we came back, like the city just shut down. And for me, that's a very like memorable meal, especially during quarantine, because you just don't realize like the little things in life and how just simply going out to eat can like just really make your day.
Yeah, and going off that, how I mentioned before, like me and my friends' Sunday brunches, our freshman year of college, we would wake up like every Sunday, more towards noon, I would say, after our night out, and we would go. It was called D Hub. It was the nearest dining hall to where we lived, and we would all sit around an all you can eat dining hall. So like we would sit down and just get as many plates as we wanted. And then we would just talk and reminisce about the night before. And that kind of just became tradition literally every Sunday. And then we would end up sitting there for hours because we would just get up and get more food and just people watch. And it definitely is like an event in my mind that will always be part of college, because when we moved off campus, it turned into going to this all-you-can-eat sushi place. So like, it's kind of gross, I guess, because we would eat it for brunch, but we would go at like 12 or 1 and sit around at the all-you-can-eat sushi place for hours and do the same thing. So yeah, it definitely turned into an event for me.
That's really cool. That reminds me a lot of a tradition me and my friends had when we were back in New York. We had Fancy Fridays, and we would either like just get takeout or we would go somewhere we wanted to go, but sometimes it was somewhere like really nice. We would save money for that. And it always became like something we can look forward to and like a way to treat ourselves. So
yeah,
I love that. It's great. Thank y'all for listening. A lot of what I'm talking about in my ebook is my own college experiences up to now, giving some advice here and there about, you know, problems you may encounter, but also like a huge running theme is like being able to treat yourself through food and like finding time for yourself with that too. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much again for listening in. I hope you learned so much from our students' experiences as well as mine. From all of us at Clampus Clipper, have a good day, and don't forget to tune in next week.